Chapter 75. The tanker's bridge appeared to be empty when Farzad entered slowly from the rear stairwell. Noticing the shoreline of Sultanahmet sliding horizontally across the bow, he stepped to the helm to halt the sweeping turn. He lowered his pistol as he located, then reached for the rudder controls. "Let's not fiddle with that just now," Pitt said. Pitt emerged from a crouched position behind a console by the port bulkhead. In his hand, he held a brass flare gun pinched from the emergency kit. Farzad looked at Pitt with surprised recognition that quickly evolved to anger, but his ire turned to mirth when he gazed at Pitt's weapon. "I have been anxious to meet again," Farzad said in a deep-accented voice. As he subtly tried to raise his pistol, Pitt pulled the trigger on the flare gun. The ignited flare burst across the bridge, striking Farzad in the chest with a cloud of sparks. His clothing promptly caught fire as the charge fell to the floor, then spun off into the corner like a rodent on fire. A second later, the starburst ignited, sending a shower of flame and smoke across the wheelhouse. Pitt had already dived to the floor, covering his head as the sparks blew quickly by. Farzad had been less reactive, patting down his incinerated clothes when the starburst sent a second wave of flames his way. He was enveloped in a cloud of smoke and sparks before stepping away from the eruption, coughing for air. Pitt immediately jumped to his feet and bounded forward, hoping to tackle the man before he could see to shoot. But the hired gunman was still aware of Pitt and turned the Glock in his direction. A loud gunshot thundered through the bridge, but Pitt knew that Farzad hadn't pulled the trigger. The gunman's body was instantly thrown back toward the helm, then slid to the floor, leaving a bloody trail along the console. Laszlo stepped quickly onto the bridge, his smoking rifle aimed at the prone and smoldering body of Farzad. "You okay?" Laszlo asked, eyeing Pitt off to his side.
"Yes, just enjoying a small light show," Pitt replied, coughing because of the heavy smoke that lingered in the air. "Thanks for the timely entrance."
Laszlo passed over the now dented fire extinguisher, which he had held tucked under one arm.
"Here, thought you might like this back. I appreciate the earlier aerial support."
"You just returned the favor," Pitt said, then applied the extinguisher to a scattering of small fires that the flare had ignited.
"I didn't notice this one slip aboard," Laszlo said, ensuring that Farzad was indeed dead.
He quickly jumped on behind the first two.
"I imagine that they'll try again."
"Time's running short," Pitt replied. "But you might raise that ramp all the same."
"Good idea. What about us?"
"We might be cutting it close. I trust you can swim." Laszlo rolled his eyes, then nodded.
"See you below," he said, then disappeared down the stairwell.
The smoke from the flare cleared quickly out of the shattered bridge windows as Pitt stepped to the helm and gauged their position. The Dayan was more than halfway through its wide U-turn, its bow inching slowly toward the southern span of the Galata Bridge. Pitt tweaked the rudder to guide the big tanker dangerously close to the shoreline as it completed its turn, then he nudged up the engine revolutions. The stuttering and hesitation from below decks was worse than before, and Pitt fought to squeeze as much speed out of the faltering engine as he could. He quickly scanned the shoreline waters for signs of the bullet, but it was nowhere in sight. After Pitt's earlier radio call, Giordino had raced at top speed toward the dread ship and had already passed under the Galata Bridge. As if he knew Pitt was searching for him, Giordino suddenly hailed the tanker on the marine radio.
"Bullet here. I'm past the bridge and just pulling alongside the green cutter dredge. What do you want me to do?"
Pitt told him his plan, which evoked a low whistle from Giordino.
"I hope you had your Wheaties today," he added. "How much time do you have?"
Pitt glanced at his watch. "About 6 minutes. We should be along in about half that time."
"Thanks for bringing the powder keg my way. Just don't be late," he added, then quickly signed off.
By now, the Dayan had completed its turn, and the south span of the Galata Bridge loomed ahead less than a quarter of a mile away. Pitt willed the ship to go faster as he felt the seconds tick by while the bridge seemed to hold its distance. The timing would be close, he knew, but there was little he could do about it now. Then the unwanted sound of silence suddenly drifted from the tanker's bowels. The rumbling and stumbling beneath his feet vanished as the console in front of him lit up like a Christmas tree. The Dian's fuel-starved engine had finally given up its last gasp.